Well, are you ready for a cold, cold night of basketball here at KMEM Radio? We're back at the Highland Tournament. We've got Knox County taking on Canton Girls. And with tonight's sponsors, they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated just south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. Right now it's 4:31, our temperature 8 degrees above zero. Is it cold down there at Highland? Let's take it down to the tournament with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director and Hall of Famer Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and yes, sir, it is cold down here. We're a lot further south, but it's just as cold here. And welcome, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's semifinal night, girls' semifinal night. And we'll have three semifinals for you on KMEM, starting with this girls' consolation semifinal, the Knox County Lady Eagles and the Canton Lady Tigers. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first for the Canton Ladies. It'll be Nariah Clay, a junior. Emma Holtz, a sophomore. Brooke Brewer, a junior. Macy Fisher, a sophomore. And Kendall Weathers, a sophomore. So Nariah Clay, Emma Holtz, Brooke Brewer, Macy Fisher and Kimball Weathers. The Lady Tigers are 5-6, coached by Danielle Baker. For Knox County, it'll be Brianna Miller, a junior. Savannah Sragg, a senior. Elena Pulliam, I'm reading their numbers. Let's go back. Brianna Miller, Savannah Sragg, Elena Pulliam, Agnes Real, and Abigail Becker. And the Lady Eagles come in with a record of 3-7, coached by James Dent. And we're set to play basketball from the Highland Tournament. We'll have this game, the 6 o'clock game, and the 9 o'clock game. We'll talk more about it at halftime. As Atlanta Pulliam will jump center against Weathers, and the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Weathers. They get the ball inside in a hurry, and the shot's put up. It's good by Emma Holtz. So Holtz has 2 points, full court pressure by Canton. Brianna Miller with the basketball gets it to Savannah Sragg, and Sragg tried to go down low to Pulliam. Bell batted away, picked up by Agnes Real. Gets it out to Brianna Miller on the right wing. Now Sragg has it between the two circles. Sragg long three, bullseye by Abigail Becker. So Becker picks up Trey, it's 3-2. Knox County with the lead as Holtz with the basketball gets it on the right wing to Feature. They swing around to the left wing. Back to Holtz. Now to Nariah Clay for three. No good. Rebound kicked around. And out with it comes Brianna Miller. She's in a double team. Had the ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by Brianna. So Nariah Clay will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the basketball. Looks for somebody. Still looks, gets it down in the corner to Fisher. Fisher with the basketball on the right wing, dribbles out and gives it to Nariah Clay. Now from the free throw line, shots put up by Brewer. No good. And pulling him off with the rebound. 3-2, Knox County with the lead. Brianna Miller breaks it across the timeline, sees an opening. Takes it down the lane, puts up the shot off glass. It's no good. And Brewer comes off the rebound to Clay. Clay in a hurry down the near sideline, pulls up on the left wing, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Pulliam comes off the rebound. To Brianna Miller to Sragg, and Savannah Sragg brings it across the timeline, dribbles back and forth. Now it gives it to Agnes Real. Real couldn't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Canton basketball. As Emma Holtz will inbound to Nariah Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline, finds Fisher on the left wing. Back to Clay at the top of the key. Fisher, she'll try a three on the wing. Bullseye! Macy Fisher has 3 points, and it's 5-3. Canton with the lead. Pressure by the Lady Tigers. Sragg gives it to Brianna Miller. Miller gets it over to Abigail Becker on the left wing. Becker inside the arc, and she is tied up by Nariah Clay. An alternating possession stays with Knox County. Girls' consolation semifinal, the first of two tonight, as Pulliam will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Strag between the two circles, back to Becker on the left wing. Becker dribbles out to the top of the key, finds real top of the key. Now Strag in the right corner, and Strag tries to give it to Miller. Goes over and back, and the ball's picked up by Clay, put up a shot blocked by Brianna, but it's picked up by Fisher on the left wing in the left corner, and Ryan Clay. Clay gives it to Fisher, top of the key. Now Clay on the left wing. Shot's put up. It's no good by Emma Holtz. And off of the rebound is Saranda Strag. Strag with the dribble had it knocked away, and Pulliam tried to pick it up. Goes off Pulliam's hands and out of bounds, so it'll be Canton basketball. 5-3, Lady Tigers with the lead and the ball. It's Clay. We'll bring it across the timeline. Clay gives it to Weathers at the high post. Down the right wing, Clay skips it to Fisher on the left wing. Holtz in the left corner. Now Weathers will dribble to the right wing. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Brewer on the right side of the circle. Now Fisher, left side of the circle, beyond the arc, as Mariah Clay takes it right at Becker. And missed the shot, but a foul. The foul is going to be against Knox County. As they'll call it on Savannah Strag, I think. So foul's going to be on Savannah. That's her first. As first shot by Clay is up, it's good. So first point for Narai Clay. Out of the ball game, Brooke Brewer. And I haven't caught the number yet. I think it's Keelan Ott. As Clay makes the second free throw, and it's 7-3. Kent with the lead. Strag in the backcourt gives it to Miller. Miller back to Strag. Strag needs to find somebody, gets it to Becker. And Becker almost stepped out of bounds, saved it in bounds to Clay. Gets it ahead to Ott, puts it off glass and got it. Keelan Ott with 2 points. 9-3. Kent with the lead. As Strag dribbles into a triple team, gets it somehow to Real. And Real had the ball stolen away by Weathers to Clay. They get it down to Ott. 15-footer on the way. No good. Holtz with the rebound. Now Fisher for three on the way. Pinball's in and out. No good. And off of the rebound, Brianna Miller. And Miller had the ball stolen away by Clay. Off glass. Got it. 4 points. Noah Clay. 11-3. Canton with the lead. Brianna Miller gives it to Becker. As Becker walked with it. So another turnover by Knox County. It's the end of the ball game. Comes Jennifer Hinkle and Agnes Real will check out. 2-3 zone for Knox County. As Ott will inbound to Clay. Clay gives it back to Ott on the right wing. The right corner Holtz for three. Bullseye. 5 points. Rama Holtz. Now with the basketball, Jennifer Hinkle gets it ahead to Becker. Becker on strapped on the sideline across the timeline. Brianna Miller down low to Pulliam, put up a shot. It was blocked by Weathers. Clay comes away with it across the timeline to the right wing. Now Clay will drive to the basket, puts the shot up, and missed it, but she was fouled by Abigail Becker. So Becker picks up her first foul. That's the second team foul against Knox County. 3:29 left to play in the first quarter. 14-3. Canton with the lead as Clay with four, looking for five, left it short. So 4 points, Noah Clay. Looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Noah Clay. Full court pressure again by Canton. Jennifer Hinkle with the basketball. And now she's double-team, and Kevin Lye picked up by Pulliam. Pulliam will take it right at Weathers, and an offensive foul on Elena Pulliam. So Pulliam picks up her first foul, third team foul, against Knox County. 3:17 left to play in the first quarter. As Fisher inbounds to Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline, has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to Fisher on the right wing. Now Clay at the top of the key. Ott on the left wing. Weathers out of the left corner for three. And no good. And rebound tipped around. And it goes off the shoulder of Mariah Clay. Out of bounds to lead Knox County basketball. As Jennifer Hinkle will inbound on the far sideline, gets it into Brianna Miller, now to Becker in the forecourt. And immediately, Becker in a double team. Alternating possession will come back to Canton, but James Dent wants a timeout. 2:56 left to play in the first quarter. It's Canton 15 and Knox County 3, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Back at Island High School, Fisher inbounds to Clay, back to Fisher on the right wing to Clay. Now Ott takes it to the dotted line. That Clay stops, pops from 15, airballed it, and Becker comes away with it. A whistle and a foul. Well, I think it's going to be on Holtz. Yep, it will be. And Emma Holtz picks up her first foul, first team foul against Canton. Still a little pressure by the Lady Tigers as Pulliam gets it into Brianna Miller over to Schrag. Schrag tried to get it across the timeline to Becker, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Clay. As into the ball game will come Kinsey Holtz, and Weathers will sit down. 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Strags. She'll take it down the right lane, lays it up off. Klassen got it. Nice move by Savannah Strag. And it's 15-5. Canton with the lead in the basketball. It's Clay. Gives it to Odd on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Fisher. Now underneath the wide open. Emma Holt put up a shot rejected by Brianna Miller. And Becker comes away with it. The Miller. Now Jennifer Hinkle had the basketball, lost it, picked up by Pulliam. Now Becker will throw up a shot, an air ball from the right wing, and out with it comes Nariah Clay to Fisher. Fisher top of the key to Ott on the right wing. Now Holtz will try a three. It's no good. Hit the rim and bounce up and hit the top of the backboard, so it'll be Knox County basketball. 1:48 left to play in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Stray. Now Pulliam gets across the timeline to Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle takes it to the block, lays it up, and got it. 2 points for Jennifer Hinkle. It's 17-5. Well, it should be 15-7, I thought. I think that's what the score should be. Clay, the scoreboard's right. As Ott on the right wing in the right corner to Clay, lost the pass, handle on the pass, stolen away by Pulliam to Schrag. Schrag gives it back to Brianna Miller to Jennifer Hinkle on the left wing. Now Becker, three-pointer out of the corner, bullseye. 6 points for Abigail Becker, and it's 15-10 as Clay to Fisher on the left wing. Now Holtz out of the left corner, bullseye. 8 points for Emma Holtz. And it's 18-10. Pressure again by Canton. Schrag with the basketball gets it back to Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Finds Pulliam. Pulliam takes it to the hoop. No good. Try to get her own rebound. It's still loose on the floor. Finally, they're going to call a jump ball. And alternating possession will stay with Knox County. 39 seconds left to play in the first quarter. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Becker. Becker will try another three. A high arching shot, an air ball, and out with it comes Kinsey Holtz to Clay. Gives it to Fisher on the right wing, cut off on the right baseline. Kinsey Holtz puts up a shot from about 10, no good. Miller comes off with the rebound, and she's tied up by Emma Holtz. Alternating possession stays with Canton. Now Agnes Reel will check back in. Elena Pulliam checks out for Knox County. Well, I thought it should have been Canton's ball. Maybe they've already switched the lights. So evidently it's Knox's ball as Hinkle will inbound to Strag, gets it to Brianna Miller. over to Agnes Reel. Reel brings it across the timeline to the left wing and the left corner to Becker. Becker kicks it back out to Brianna Miller. Miller at the top of the key. Now Becker in the left corner. Becker, dribble drive to the lane, and she tried to find somebody to pass it to and traveled with it. So the turnover gives it back to Canton with 3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Clay rolls the ball to Fisher. Fisher, half-court shot on the way. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Canton 18 and Knox County 10. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, Certified Public Accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
The winter savings sale at CNR Markets will chill you to the bone. Check out our 10 for $10 sale on hundreds of items throughout the store. Center cut bone-in pork loin roast, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Charter Reserve deli chicken and Munster cheeses, $5.99 a pound. And check out our craft brand sale, where you buy eight, save $8 on the brands you love. From everyone at CNR Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter, girls' consolation semifinal, Canton leading Knox County 18-10, and Canton with the basketball as Macy Fisher across the timeline. Holtz gets it in to Kinsey Holtz, puts up a shot. It was blocked, goes out of bounds off of Kinsey Holtz. So Knox County down by 8 with the basketball. Inbounds pass to Savannah Sragg. Sragg tried to get it to Brianna Miller, and it's stolen away by Fisher. She gets it to Ott, and Ott backs off between the two circles. Ott gives it to Fisher, three-pointer on the way, in and out, no good. Sragg off the rebound. Sragg dribbles out of a triple team, takes it down the far sideline, almost walked with it. Now she gets it to Hinkle. Hinkle to the free throw line, 15-footer, off glass, no good. And Emma Holtz off of the rebound to Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key to Ott on the right wing to Fisher. Down the right corner goes to Emma Holtz. Inside to Kinsey Holtz. Up, off, flash, got it. So Kinsey Holtz with 2 points. As now we have a timeout on the floor. 7:07 left to play in the first half. And it's Canton 20, Knox County 10, back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Highland High School, Knox County down by 10 with the basketball. Brianna Miller gives it to Sragg. Now Agnes Reel. Reel will bring it across the timeline. Had the ball punched out of her hand and out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Jennifer Hinkle will trigger. Gets it into Brianna Miller. Back to Hinkle on the left wing. Hinkle in the left corner to Reel. Reel looks inside. Now drives the baseline. Will tried to put up a shot. Blocked. And Brianna Miller came away with it. Falls down and whistle and a foul. I think the foul is going to be on Kinsey Holtz. And it will be. So Kinsey Holtz picks up the foul. That's her first. the second team foul against Canton. So Real has it in the right corner to Hinkle on the right wing. Now Miller in the right corner. Miller, guarded by Fisher, takes it to the glass, puts up the shot, missed it, got her own rebound, leans in, puts it up again, missed it, but you do the foul. As the foul is going to be on Emma Holtz, and that's her second. As Nariah Clay gets set to check in, also Kendall Weathers gets set to check in. Rihanna Miller looking for her first points of the ball game. Shot is up. Pinball's in and out, no good. Also, Brooke Brewer will check back in. So, Emma Holtz checks out, Ott checks out, and Kinsey Holtz checks out. That's Brianna Miller, set for a second free throw. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it, and fight for the rebound. He goes out of bounds with a last touch by Kendall Weathers. The Knox County girls will inbound underneath their own basket. Brianna Miller will trigger. As Miller looks for somebody, still looks, gets it in to Hinkle. Hinkle in a double team. She'll take it to the basket, lays it up, and got it. Kind of a reverse layup for Jennifer Hinkle. She has four. Here comes Clay across the timeline to the top of the key. To Brewer, gets it inside to Weather. She fans back out the right corner to the right wing to Brewer, to Clay. Now Fisher on the left wing. To Clay on the left wing. Weathers in the left corner, dribbles out to the left wing. Fisher now has it between the two circles. To Brewer on the right wing. Back to Fisher. Inside, they try to go to Macy Glasgow now in the ball game, and she lost it, had it stolen away by Savannah Sragg. Sragg gets the ball to Pulliam now in the ball game. Try to give and go back to Brianna Miller. Bad pass, stolen away by Canton. So here comes Fisher down in the right corner to Clay. Brewer for three, bullseye. Brooke Brewer hits a three from the left wing, and it's 23-12. Canton's biggest lead so far in the ball game. Jennifer Hinkle on the left wing. To the right wing, Brianna Miller for three, no good. Fisher off the rebound. Fisher, half-court pass, goes to Clay to the left wing. Fisher, top of the key, she'll try a three off the heel of the rim, no good. Clay tried to keep it alive and does, right to Abigail Becker. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline. As Miller with a left-hand dribble inside the free throw line, kicks it out to Hinkle. Hinkle will take it to the hoop. No good. Missed the layup. And Ryan Clay off the rebound. Ahead it comes to Fisher on the left wing. To the right wing, Clay. Now Brewer out of the right corner for three. No good. Elena Pulliam off the rebound. To Brianna Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline, dribbles down the right lane. Pulls up. Now she's going to put up the shot off glass. No good. And off the rebound comes Glasgow. Now Brianna Miller steals a pass. Went to back to the basket. Tried to put it up. Missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball as Allie Ruffcorn checks in. As Elena Pulliam had to tie her shoelace. Now Jennifer Hinkle will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody, finds Miller out on the left wing. Sragg, top of the key for three off the glass, no good. And Pulliam tried to save the rebound in, couldn't do it. It goes back to Canton. 4:23 left to play in the first half. 23-12, Canton with the lead and the basketball as Nariah Clay across the timeline. Between the two circles, gives it to Brewer on the right wing. Back to Clay, top of the key. Dribbles left side of the circle. Kicks it off to Ruffcorn. To Clay. Now Withers will try a three, top of the key. No good. And a long rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound as Canton backs off the press. Hinkle gets it in to Brianna Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline, walks it across the timeline. Long three on the way from downtown Ewing and hit the backboard off of the rebound. Comes Glasgow. They get it inside to Withers at the dotted line. She's had four white jerseys around her. She's tied up. And alternating position with jump ball comes back to Knox County as Hinkle again will inbound to Miller. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline. A 3-2 zone employed by Cam. Jennifer Hinkle to the free throw line. Swag on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Becker at the top of the key. To Becker to the free throw line. Now Miller for three. Bullseye. Brianna Miller with 3 points. And it's 23-15 as Clay to Brewer on the right wing. To Clay, top of the key. Gets it inside to Glasgow. A little 5-foot jumper, no good. And pulling him off of the rebound to Brianna Miller. As Miller takes to the right wing. Now Schrag for three on the way out of the right corner. No good. In and out. And off Brewer comes off the rebound to rough corner. And gives it to Clay on the right wing. Now Brewer out of the right corner. Bullseye. 6 points for Brewer. 26-15. Canton with the lead. 2:30 left to play in the first half. Brianna Miller walks it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Pulling him in the right corner. Out to Hinkle on the right wing. Hinkle guarded by Clay. Dumps it off to pull him in the right corner. Now Schrag at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Miller. Three-pointer on the way. No good off the left wing. And fight for the rebound. Glasgow comes away with it. Gets it out to Brewer. Brewer to Clay. As Clay dribbles to the top of the key to Brewer on the right wing. Clay at top of the key. Now Glasgow. Dribble drive. Lays it up. Got it. Macy Glasgow with 2 points. As Agnes Reel gets set to check back in for Knox County. Brianna Miller walks the ball across the timeline, gives it to Hinkle on the deep left wing. Out pops Rag between the two circles. Now Becker will try three, airballed it. Goes out of bounds. As Agnes Reel now will check back in, and Elena Pulliam will set down. 1:35 left to play in the first half. 28-15, Canton with the lead in the basketball. Brewer on the right wing, right side of the circle to Clay. From the free throw line, shots put up, no good. Clay with the rebound, put up a shot, blocked by Becker. Out with it comes Brianna Miller. She gets it to Hinkle, back to Miller. As Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Hinkle on the left side of the circle, out to Becker on the left wing, and Becker walked with it. As into the ball game, Delaney Pierce for the Canton Ladies. And out will go Kendall Weathers. 1:08 left to play in the first half. As Allie Ruffcorn inbounds to Clay. Now Glasgow gets it inside to Pierce, puts up the shot, missed it. And Agnes Reel off the rebound. Reel down to far sideline as she dribbles into a double team. And lost the ball, goes out of bounds, but last touch by Canton. As Kristen Miller will check in, and Abigail Becker checks out. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline. Finds Hinkle on the left wing, right back to Brianna Miller. Off glass, missed it. Glass goes with the rebound, gets it out to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline, waits for help. Finds Clay on the left wing, on the left baseline, Ruffcorn. Had the ball, a pass stolen away by Schrag. Schrag will take it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Savannah Schrag with 4 points. As Ott takes it to the left side of the circle. Now Clay at the top of the key to Pierce on the right baseline. Clay on the right wing. Skips across the left wing to Ruffcorn. Ott to the top of the key down the left lane. Ruffcorn for three, as call it a two. Allie Ruffcorn with 2 points. As Brianna Miller gives it to Pulliam and Hinkle fires up a prayer, not answered, and that's the end of the first quarter, or the first half, rather, with the score, Canton 30, Knox County 17. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack Hanna. Since I was a boy, I've been fascinated with animals, especially their tireless work ethic. Just look at birds who gather supplies to build nests, or penguins who travel up to 500 miles to secure food for their families. This work ethic is shared by our best friends, canines who perform life-saving work every day. Dogs comfort returning veterans. They work with diabetics, alerting them when there's a change in their blood chemistry. Working dogs are valuable in many ways. So please join me and American Humane in supporting our heroic working dogs. Go to AmericanHumane.org to learn more.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Lows dip down to about 9 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 35. 20 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 8 above.
Welcome back, everybody. 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're halftime of this girls' consolation semifinal. And Canton leading Knox County 30-17. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Canton. Allie Ruffcorn with 2 points. Mariah Clay with 5. Emma Holtz with 8. Keelan Ott with 2. Brooke Brewer with 6. Macy Glasgow with 2. Macy Fisher with 3. And Kinsey Holtz with 2 points. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 3 points. Savannah Sragg with 4. Jennifer Hinkle with 4. And Abigail Becker with 6. Canton led 18-10 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 12-7 in the second quarter. And the Lady Tigers lead here at halftime 30-17. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Influenza season is just around the corner, and Knox County Health Department is preparing to take care of Knox County residents. Vaccine is ordered and will begin arriving in September. Influenza vaccine has been available for all age groups for years, and this year will be no different. With other respiratory diseases on the rise, including COVID-19 and RSV, don't take a chance with influenza. Look for the vaccine's arrival on our Facebook page under Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. In the meantime, remember to wash those hands, social distance, stay home when you're sick, and wear a mask if medically tolerated when in large groups. Be well, Knox County.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? Have you heard of hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer, yet it often has no symptoms. And people born from 1945 to 1965 are 5 times more likely to have it. But here's some good news. Treatments are now available that can cure hepatitis C, which is why you should talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, as we're at halftime of this girls' consolation semifinal, the first of the two, and Canton leading Knox County 30-17. Coming up, the second game of the evening, a championship, girls' championship semifinal. The number one seed, Macon Tigress, taking on the number four seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers. So that we'll have that one for you. Then we're going to take a break. That was a third championship, a third game of the night, the championship semifinal. Kirksville, the number two seed, will play Palmyra, the number three seed. But then we'll come back around 9 o'clock or so. The second girls' consolation semifinal, it'll be Highland taking on Clark County. So two more games for you tonight on KMEM. Then tomorrow night we'll have two games for you. It'll be the boys' semifinal night. Starting at 4:30, we'll have Knox County and Canton boys. Then for the two championship semifinal games, we'll lay back for those and come back at around 9 o'clock with the second boys' consolation semifinal, Clark County and Scotland County. And then by the end of tomorrow night, we should know what's going to happen on Saturday, because with the postponement, everything just went one day forward. So they're going to play the two consolation games and the two third-place games on Saturday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. And we know right now that we're going to have at least the boys' consolation, because Scotland County and Clark County playing each other. So somebody's going to win and somebody's going to play for consolation. With the Scotland County Lady Tigers, if they win tonight, they would play a week from Saturday for the championship. If they lose, or the loser of this next ball game, will play the third-place game, let's see, 1:30, about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. As far as that's as high as we can go, as the three teams were covering Scotland County, the highest on the bracket. They're the only team on the championship side of the bracket. All the rest of the teams are on the consolation side. So after tomorrow night, we should know what we're going to do on Saturday. We know we're going to be here for the boys' consolation game and maybe the girls' third-place game. Again, that's as far as we can go. 30-17, Canton with the lead over Knox County. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. The 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. The Macon ladies are here. The Scotland County ladies are here. That game is coming up next after this ball game, but this one's not over yet. 13-point Canton lead. Knox County is hanging in there as they have three subs. And James Dent has Jennifer Hinkle starting the second half. She's made it a little different, but she's come in. McCann with the basketball as Mariah Clay gives it to Brewer on the right wing. Holst in the right corner. They swing into the left wing to Fisher. Now Brewer tried to get inside to Clay. bad pass and stole away by Schrag. Schrag will take it to the house, lays it up, missed it, and fight for the rebound. Clay picks it up, gives it to Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Brewer on the right wing to Fisher for three. No good. And Schrag comes off with the rebound. Schrag had the ball knocked out of her hands by Clay. Puts it up. Got it. So Nerai Clay with 7 points. And it's 32-17. As now Schrag puts up a three from the top of the key. Rolls in and out. No good. And out with it comes Canton as Clay takes it to the left wing to Fisher, back to Clay, inside to Weathers. Weathers turns, puts it all off the rim, danced all over the place, and it finally went down. That's the first two for Kendall Weathers. So Brianna Miller will walk it across the timeline, gives it to Schrag on the left side of the circle. In the left corner, it goes to Becker. Becker inside to Hinkle. Well, that was Pulliam back to Hinkle. Now three for Becker. No good. And Fisher off the rebound. As Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Brewer for three. No good. Skips across the rim. Whistle and a foul. As a foul. Okay, so that foul was on a on number 12. It's on Nerai Clay. So here's Becker in the right, left corner in a double team. Looks for somebody. Tried to throw it off of a Canton girl and missed. And saved inbounds by Weathers to Clay. Now Holtz on the right wing for three. No good. As Weathers had the rebound, lost it, and picked up by Pulliam. To Miller. As Brianna Miller across the timeline. To Becker. Wide open three on the way. No good. And fight for the rebound. And out with it comes Nerai Clay. Clay across the timeline to Fisher on the left wing. Now Weathers. Now Clay. Clay stops, pops from 15 off the baseline. No good. And Schrag off the rebound. Schrag down the far sideline. And still with the basketball across the free throw line. Now Becker will try another three. No good. And Fisher off the rebound will run the other way. Fisher, bounce pass to Clay, led Clay a little bit too much. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound, 34-17. Canton with the lead. As Brianna Miller is going to slow things down a little bit, she'll walk the ball across the timeline, gives it to Hinkle between the two circles. Now Brianna Miller leans in, a 10-foot floater, no good. And Brewer comes off with the rebound to Clay. Clay will bring it to the top of the circle. Now Brewer on the right wing to Clay, to the left wing to Fisher. Back to Clay at the top of the key. Weathers on the right side of the circle. Brewer for three, no good. And Becker comes off with the rebound. Picked up, loose balls picked up by Jennifer Hinkle. Gives it to Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline. To Becker in the left corner. Now Becker tried to step through a double team. Falls down, lost the ball. Picked up by Clay. Clay waits for help on the right wing. In the right corner to Holtz. Now Brewer on the right wing. Top of the key to Clay. Weathers. Now three-pointer by Fisher. No good out of the left corner. Rims in and out. And Pulliam comes off the rebound. To Miller. Miller gets it to Schrag in the right corner. Hinkle at the top of the key. Hinkle down the left lane. Kicks it out to Brianna Miller in the left corner. Miller tried to step through a double team. Has the ball and tried to pass it out. Picked up by Brewer. Clay with the basketball. Clay tried to drive around Pulliam, and Pulliam stole the ball. Gives it ahead to Hinkle. As Hinkle goes through a double team and a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Weathers. Yes, it will. So Kendall Weathers picks up her first foul. Now, Abigail Becker checks out. Agnes Reel will check in. 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. Pulliam will inbound. Underneath their own basket, gets it out to Miller on the left wing. Miller will try a three. Left is short. And Clay off the rebound. Clay will take it right at Miller. Now tried to bounce pass in the Holtz. Holtz wasn't looking for it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. As now Danielle Baker wants a timeout. 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. It's Canton 34, Knox County 17. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive, and it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. 34-17, Canton with the lead. Girls' Consolation Semifinal and Knox County's Brianna Miller. Across the timeline, finds Real in the left corner. Real drives the baseline. Fall away 10-footer, no good. And Pulliam with the rebound. Hurt, put back, no good. And Ryan Clay with the rebound. As Clay will bring it across the timeline, has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to Ott on the right wing. Ott is back to Holtz in the right corner. To Fisher, now Clay in the left corner. Gives it to Glasgow in the left corner. Now Ott, just inside the arc, puts up the shot off the right wing. No good. Brianna Miller off the rebound. Miller gets the ball to Pulliam, and Pulliam stepped over the line. So over and back call against Knox County. 2:52 left to play in the third quarter. As now they say it was tipped, so the ball's going to stay with Knox County. The officials got their heads together, which I'm always glad to see. They want to get the call right. So Pulliam inbounds to Miller. Miller in the center circle gets the ball to Real in the left corner. Real had the ball stolen away by Ott. Ott in a hurry. Will take it to against Shrag, but up a shot, missed it. And General Hinkle off with the rebound, a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Macy Fisher. So Fisher picks up her first foul. Or is that Nariah? No, it's Macy Fisher. Now Jennifer Hinkle with the basketball, a whistle and a foul. She's using a double team, and the foul's going to be on Keelan Ott. So Ott picks up the foul. Now we've got another timeout on the floor. 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. Still Canton 34, Knox County 17. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School. Canton with the basketball, leading 34-17 as Fisher lost the ball, picked up by Holtz on the right wing. Now Glasgow, top of the key, the holes beyond the arc on the right wing. Gets it inside to Clay. Clay kicks it back out to Ott for three on the way. No good. And Clay keeps the ball alive. Dribbles out between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Gives it back to Ott on the right wing. Clay at the top of the key to Fisher. Long three on the way. Bullseye! 6 points for Macy Fisher. 37-17. A 20-point can't lead with 1:45 left to play in the third quarter as Brianna Miller gives the ball to Sreg. Back to Miller. Miller will launch a three on the way. No good. And the rebound, Becker, as Abigail puts it back out of it in. 8 points for Abigail Becker. 37-19. Clay will bring it across the timeline. Finds Hulse on the left wing, right wing. Gets down to Glasgow. Puts up the shot. No good. Nice play. Just didn't finish. Now the outlet pass from Brianna Miller. Tried to find Hinkle and knocked out of bounds by Ott. So Hinkle will inbound to Miller. Pressure by Canton. Brianna Miller dribbles out of a double team. Lost the ball. Picked up by Sreg. And Sreg also tried to throw it out of bounds off of one of the Canton girls. That's twice they've missed. And Canton with the basketball. As Clay to Fisher on the right wing. Now Glasgow, little that stutter step, walked with it. 101 left to play in the third quarter. Pressure by Canton. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound. Gets it to Brianna Miller. Miller over to Hinkle. Hinkle whistling a foul, and a foul is going to be on Ott. So Ott picks up her second personal foul. And that is the fourth team foul against Canton. So Kinsey Hulse will check in as Glasgow will check out. Elena Pulliam will inbound to Sreg in the backcourt. Sreg across the timeline picked up by Clay. Man-to-man defense by Canton. Jennifer Hinkle down the left lane in a double team. Looks for somebody. Now throws the ball off. Glass got it. 6 points for Jennifer Hinkle. As Clay across the timeline, to Ott on the right wing, to Clay to the left wing, to Hulse. That's Kinsey Hulse. Inside it goes to Ott. Ott back to Emma Hulse. Now Clay will try a three in and out. No good. And rebound comes off to Canton. That was Ott. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Brianna Miller, and that's her first. So first foul on Miller. And that's the second team foul against Knox County. As Clay off the baseline, got it back after inbound pass, put it up and in. 9 points, Nariah Clay. Pressure by Canton. They tried to get the ball to pull him, and they do. Now whistling a foul, and that's the third foul on Keelan Ott. So Ott picks up her third personal foul. 8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Miller will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Sreg. Sreg steps to the double team. Gets it out to Pulliam. Now a three-pointer by Brianna Miller. No good. And off the rebound comes Emma Hulse, and that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Canton 39, Knox County 21. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
BC Powder knows life pushes us to the max. Work to the max. Family to the max. It can all mean pain to the max. So BC introduces new BC Max Strength. New BC Max relieves tough headaches and body pain at the speed of powder. Nothing stronger on pain without a prescription. Pain to the max? New BC Max. In a great tasting lemonade flavor.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
Shh, this is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Highland Tournament. As we start the fourth quarter, girls' consolation semifinals, Canton leading Knox County 39-21, and Knox will have the basketball as Miller gets it to Sreg, to Hinkle on the left wing. Hinkle in the left corner to Becker. Give and go back to Hinkle. Puts up the reverse layup. Missed it. And Weathers comes off with a rebound. Gives it to Clay. Clay runs it across the timeline to the top of the key. Holds inside to Weathers. Puts up the shot over Becker. And I think she was blocked by Becker. Brianna Miller off with the rebound. And whistle the foul. And the foul's going to be on Kinsey Holtz. And that's her second. So two fouls on Holtz as Canton will put on the press. Jennifer Hinkle gives it to Pulliam, gives it back to Brianna Miller as Miller gets the ball to Becker. Becker couldn't hang on to it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. 7:24 left to play in the ball game. So Nariah Clay will inbound, gets it to Fisher, right back to Clay. Clay brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Emma Holtz on the right wing. Out pops Weathers, top of the key to the left wing to Fisher. Fisher gets it over to Emma Holtz for three. No good. And off the rebound comes Savannah Sragg. Sragg will take it down the far sideline. Lost the ball. Now Canton steals it. Will go the other way. They give it to Kinsey Holtz. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Tried to go back up with it. And there's a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Knox County. Is the foul is going to be on Elena Pulliam. That's her second. So two fouls on Pulliam. Well, no, check that. Sragg picked up the foul. So Savannah's got two. That's the first shot by Kinsey Holtz. No good. Out comes Mason Fisher. And Roughcorn checks back in. Next shot by Hulse, no good. The Weathers comes out with a rebound. Roughcorn throws the ball right to Brianna Miller. And Miller having trouble with it as she's tied up by Clay. And jump ball alternating possession comes back to Canton. So Nariah Clay will inbound underneath her own basket. Clay looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets the ball out to Emma Holtz. Now Clay in the left corner. Emma Holtz takes a dotted line, wanted to put up a shot, lost the handle on it, stolen away by Jennifer Hinkle. To Miller, back to Hinkle. As Hinkle had the ball slapped out of her hands, picked up by Pulliam on the right wing. Now Hinkle for three out of the corner, no good. Sragg got it, put it back up from 10 off the baseline, no good. And Emma Holtz off the rebound. As Holtz to Clay at the top of the key. As Clay down the right side of the circle to Emma Holtz for three. Bullseye. 11 points for Emma Holtz. 42-21. And now Brianna Miller had a pass blocked by Clay. Clay will bring it back out between the two circles and set the offense. They get it inside the Weathers. Now Clay at the top of the key to Holtz on the right wing to Kinsey Holtz. Now Clay, a little 10-foot jumper, no good. And Brianna Miller with the basketball in the double team, dribbles out of it down the far sideline, and she stepped out of bounds, left bounced the ball, stepped out of bounds, and came back in to dribble it. You can't do that. So Weathers will check out with 5:37 left to play in the ball game. And Glasgow checks back in. It's Clay gives it to Glasgow on the right wing. Glasgow to the top of the key to Kinsey Holtz at the top of the key. Now Emma Holtz on the right wing to the right side of the circle to Clay. Sees an opening running 10-footer. No good. And Sragg comes off the rebound. Sragg lost the ball, picks it back up. Now she puts up a running 10-footer. No good. And Clay comes off the rebound. Down the far sideline is Nariah Clay. Clay to the free throw line. Kinsey Holtz puts up a shot. Got it. Banked it home, but they all count. 4 points for Kinsey Holtz. It's 44-21. Here comes Jennifer Hinkle. Across the dotted line to Becker for three on the way. No good. And Nariah Clay off the rebound. As Clay will bring it across the timeline. 4:40 left to play in the ballgame. Inside to Glasgow, off glass, no good. And Rebound taken by Pulliam. Pulliam in a double team. Lost the ball. Now it's going to be a jump ball. And alternating possession. Comes back to Knox County. Agnes Reel will check in. And Elena Pulliam will set down. Well, maybe she won't set down. It'll be Jennifer Hinkle to set down. 4:29 left to play in the ball game. Full court pressure by Kent. Miller gets it to Srag. Tried to get it back to Miller. Stolen away. Now Clay underneath the basket to Ruffcorn in the left corner to Clay inside. It goes to Glasgow, puts it off glass, and got it. 4 points for Macy Glasgow as Miller gives it to Reel. Reel gives it over to Srag. And now Miller around the to the right wing. Agnes Reel falling out to three. She is guarded by Ruffcorn. No, Srag will take it. An air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. 3:55 left to play in the ball game. As in, getting set to come in, to Cameron Miller. So Clay at the top of the key. Emma Holtz for three. No good. Brianna Miller off the rebound. As Brianna down the far sideline. Takes it to the basket, puts up a shot, blocked, but Knox gets it back. Now Becker tries the three, no good. Agnes Reel tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. It'll be Kent basketball as Ott will check in. Cameron Miller will check in, and Elena Pulliam will set down. Also, Clay will check out of the ball game as trying to find who else ought to check back in, maybe. There goes Glasgow on a dribble drive to the basket and missed it, but she was fouled. And the foul is going to be on 32. I'm not sure who the foul is on. The first shot up, got it. That was Macy Glasgow. She has five. Five looking for six. Glasgow eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Macy Glasgow. As Kinsey Colts will check out and Delaney Pierce will check in. With 3:22 left to play in the ball game. Canton on top, 48-21. Knox with the basketball. As Brianna Miller walks it across the timeline, gives the ball to Srag on deep right wing. Srag gets it to Miller in the right corner. Back to Srag. Kicks it back out to Miller. Miller back to Srag. Srag will try a three on the way. No good. And off of the rebound comes Emma Holtz. Holtz tried to get the ball out to somebody. And the Canton, two Canton girls just kept playing hot potato, hot potato. Now we have a foul, and the foul is going to be on Keelan Ott. That's her fourth. And to the line will go Savannah Srag, as that is 17 fouls against Canton. As Srag has 4 points, now make it five. 5 points, Savannah Srag. Srag eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Glasgow comes off the rebound. 48-22. Canton with the lead. Is Ott across the timeline to Ruffcorn on the right wing. To back to Ott. Now Pierce at the free throw line. Let the pass go through her hand. Picked up by Brianna Miller. As Miller tried to get the ball to Becker and tried to save it from going over and back. Ott picks it up. Put up a shot. No good. And picked up by Glasgow. Missed the shot. And now Srag tried to save it in bounds and does, but picked up by Ott. Gives it two halts in the right corner. Now Glasgow over Becker puts up the shot, blocked by Becker. And there's ladies all over the floor. Brianna Miller falls down. Glasgow saves the ball in bounds right to Delaney Pierce, falls down. The Glasgow got it. What a chain of events that was. 8 points for Macy Glasgow. And it's 50-22 with under 2 minutes left to play in the game. Srag gives the ball to Reel. Agnes Reel on the right wing dribbles in among the trees, but of a shot blocked. Dan Delaney Pierce off the rebound. They call a jump ball. Alternating possession goes back to Canton, and now James Dent wants a timeout. 1:37 left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 50, Knox County 22. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. 1:37 left to play in this girls' consolation semifinal. And right now it's all Canton leading 50-22. 1:30 left to play in the game. As Ott across the timeline to Pierce on the left wing. Gets it inside to Glasgow. Turns, puts up a 10-foot jumper. No good. And the rebound comes off to Cameron Miller. Gives it to Brianna Miller. Free throw line. Throws up the shot. Missed it. That drew a foul. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Ott. And she just fouled out of the ball game, I think. If it's on Keelan Ott, I thought that's who they said it was on. As Brianna Miller, first shot up, missed it. As Brianna has 3 points on the night. Well, evidently wasn't on Keelan Ott. I thought he said 15. Miller's next free throw up. It hit the heel of the rim straight up and straight down through the basket. 4 points, Brianna Miller. Ott gives it to Pierce on the left wing. As Pierce takes it to the right block, throws up a shot, missed it. But the rebound comes out to Ott. She brings it out to the top of the key. As Ott, with the dribble, directs traffic. Then he's set to check in Josie Bayer. As Ott takes it down to the right block, puts up the shot, missed it. Pierce with the rebound, puts up the shot, missed it. But she was fouled. So let's see who the foul's going to be on. He's going to call it on Agnes Reel. So Reel picks up her first foul. And Delaney Pierce at the line as she'll shoot a pair. Pierce looks for her first points of the game. First shot up. Got it. 1 point, Delaney Pierce. As Bayer checks in, also Kenzie Holtz will check in. Emma Holtz checks out. And Glasgow checks out. So Delaney Pierce, one, looking for two. Shots up. Got them both. 2 points, Delaney Pierce. 43 seconds left to play. Brianna Miller will walk it across the timeline. Now takes it to the deep right wing. Looks for somebody. Finds Agnes Reel between the two circles. Back to Miller. Out of the corner for Schrag for three. Bullseye. Savannah Schrag with 8 points. And it's 52-26. Ott with the basketball. Takes it to the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Rough corn for three. No good. And Kinsey Holtz off of the rebound. Bear will try a three. No good. And off the rebound, Agnes Reel. With 3 seconds, with two, Reel will put up the shot. It's in and out, no good, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Canton 52, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 35. 20 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 5 above.
Is that a horse?
Actually, it's a wild stallion. Since Navy Federal Credit Union's Platinum Card made it easier to tame our holiday debt, I wanted to see if I could tame something else.
Uh-huh.
Help me saddle up. I need to pick the kids up from school.
With a low intro APR on balance transfers, the Platinum Credit Card lets you take control of your debt. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/platinum offer. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back, everybody. The 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the final as the Canton Ladies win their sixth game of the year by defeating Knox County 52-26. Take a look at the score in the first four. Canton, Allie Ruffcorn with 2 points, Mariah Clay with 9, Emma Holtz with 11, Keelan Ott with 2, Brooke Brewer with 6 points, Macy Glasgow with 8, Macy Fisher with 6, Kinsey Holtz with 4, Kendall Withers with 2 points, and Delaney Pierce with 2. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 4, Savannah Sragg with 8, Jennifer Hinkle with 6, and Abigail Becker with 8 points. Canton led 18-10 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 12-7 in the second quarter, and Canton led 30-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Knox 9-4, and Canton led 39-21 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Canton outscored Knox County 13-5. Canton wins it 52-26. Canton improved to 6-6. Knox County now 3-8. Coming up, it's a championship semifinal matchup. Number one seed in this tournament, making Tigerettes number 4 and coming in with an 8-0 record. And the fourth seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers. And I'll have that one, Dave, in about 10 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated, south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina.